This is Twit.
Google Photos is Google's photo library, photo management system. And this was, especially in the early days, one of the ways when someone came to me and said, I want to install the software update for iOS, but I can't because when I go to download it, there's not enough storage space. What do I do? And they didn't have a Mac. They didn't have another computer they could use to sort of do that downloading, offloading process. They only had their iPhone. So I said, well, you're going to start. I said, do you have a Gmail account? Yeah, I use Gmail. All right, well, you're going to start by downloading Google Photos. They would download Google Photos, and I'd say it's going to take about a day. Got to let it, you know, upload all of your photos to the cloud. But after you upload your photos to the cloud, then you can go into, and we'll cut over to this. You can go into the settings, so hamburger menu, and you can choose free up space. And then, I normally it would prompt you and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Now that you've got all of your data stored in Google Photos up in the cloud, we're going to remove those photos from your local library. So immediately, you can go from having all of these photos stored on the device, taking up a lot of space, and even the thumbnails that you know Apple generates with the optimized storage, this will take them and put them there on Google Photos. Now, for most people, it's not something that they're going to want to stick with. It's a temporary measure because they don't want to use Google Photos as their main management photo library management system. But you can then, you know, download those again if you want to. So it's a way to quickly, or semi-quickly rather, without having to spend a bunch of money, upload your photos library, keep them there, and then get them back afterward, downloaded onto your device.
That, I think, is a lesson. It used to be the only way, really, to get space. And now that Apple offers this optimized photo storage in iCloud, I think that it's less useful. Remember, one thing that's happening with Google Photos is it's not uploading originals, it's uploading JPEGs that are squished. So the nice thing about Apple's iCloud photos is those are originals. The originals are always stored in the cloud. So if you have raw photos, high quality photos you took with a fancy camera, that kind of thing, Google's going to squish those down, make them smaller. Apple will not. But in the old days, it was the only way to get space off of your iPhone. Now that Apple has this optimized storage feature, I think it's less important. Still a good tip to know. Once it's backed up to Google Photos, you can delete it. Just remember, you're deleting it not just from the phone. You're deleting it everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm less sanguine about that technique now because I like to have – I don't want to just have them on Google. You know, it's the
right.
Same issue. You
exactly.
Really want to have – ideally, you'd have a cloud backup of originals, a local backup of originals, and then a third offline backup of originals. So you'd have three copies of the original of every photo you've taken. That's really what you want. And that's not what Google gives you.